Ever wondered why some investors consistently outperform the market, while most struggle to keep pace with index funds? The secret might be simpler than you think. David Soliomi's The Falcon Method has emerged as a quiet revolution in value investing circles, with endorsements from institutional investors and a growing following among individual investors seeking financial independence. What makes this approach particularly compelling is that Soliomi himself achieved financial freedom at age 33 using precisely this methodology, not through flashy day trading or complex derivatives, but through a disciplined, systematic approach to buying quality dividend-paying companies at attractive prices. While not as widely known as books by investing celebrities like Ray Dalio or Howard Marks, the Falcon Method has developed a cult following among serious investors who appreciate its blend of quantitative rigor and qualitative wisdom. When it comes to building wealth over decades, nothing beats owning pieces of productive businesses. Warren Buffett categorizes investments into three distinct types. Currency-denominated investments like bonds, CDs, and money market funds that gradually lose purchasing power. Unproductive assets like gold, art, and collectibles that rely on finding a bigger fool to sell to. And productive assets like businesses that deliver growing value regardless of currency fluctuations through their ability to raise prices and grow earnings. The evidence overwhelmingly supports this view. Professor Jeremy Siegel's landmark research spanning over 200 years, 1802 to 2012, reveals that stocks multiplied purchasing power by an astonishing 705,000 times, while bonds, the next best asset class, managed only 1778 times. Even gold, often touted as an inflation hedge, multiplied wealth by just 4.5 times in real terms over this period. The pattern holds across different countries and time periods, from post-war Japan to modern emerging markets. This outperformance isn't just academic theory. Consider that $10,000 invested in the S&P 500 in 1970 would have grown to over $1.2 million by 2020, while the same amount in bonds would be worth about $170,000. That's the difference between a comfortable retirement and a transformative legacy for your family. Even more striking, $10,000 invested in dividend-growing stocks like Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, or Procter & Gamble in 1980 would have grown to several million dollars by 2020, showcasing the power of compounding returns from quality businesses. What about risk? Most people misunderstand investment risk, focusing on short-term price fluctuations rather than permanent capital loss. The real risk isn't temporary market declines, but rather the erosion of purchasing power through inflation or investing in fundamentally flawed businesses. Historical data shows that while stocks can be volatile in any given year, they have never lost money over any 20-year period when accounting for dividend reinvestment. As Robert G. Allen pointedly asked, how many millionaires do you know who have become wealthy by investing in savings accounts? The answer is self-evident, virtually none. Consider the mathematics of loss. A 50% decline requires 100% gain just to break even. This makes avoiding permanent capital loss through careful security selection paramount. The world's most successful investors, from Benjamin Graham to Peter Lynch to Warren Buffett, all emphasize protecting against downside risk while participating in the upside potential of great businesses. The challenge isn't recognizing that stocks outperform. It's developing a systematic approach to selecting the right stocks at the right prices. This requires a framework for identifying quality businesses with sustainable competitive advantages, strong balance sheets, and attractive valuations. This is precisely where the Falcon Method comes in, providing a structured approach to finding and analyzing the kinds of businesses that can compound wealth over decades. The financial industry thrives on complexity. The more complicated investing seems, the more justification for high fees and expert guidance. Wall Street professionals often use intricate jargon, complex mathematical models, and sophisticated trading algorithms to create an aura of mystique around investing. But at its core, a stock simply represents partial ownership in a business, entitling you to a proportional share of its profits, just as if you owned a local coffee shop or hardware store. Think of any company as a black box with money flowing in and out through various pipes. Money enters through multiple channels. Customer revenues from product sales and services, borrowed funds from banks or bond investors, and equity sales when companies issue new shares. It exits through numerous pathways: operating expenses like salaries, benefits, and supplies, capital expenditures for new equipment and facilities, strategic acquisitions of other businesses, regular debt payments and interest, various tax obligations, and profits distributed to shareholders. These profits can follow only three fundamental paths: dividends paid directly to shareholders in cash, share buybacks that increase each remaining share's claim on future earnings by reducing shares outstanding, or retained earnings reinvested for organic growth opportunities. The beauty of the Falcon Method is that it doesn't require you to analyze every internal operation or understand complex manufacturing processes. Instead, it focuses on the visible money flows entering and exiting the black box, which are clearly reported in financial statements. Consider Coca-Cola as a practical example. We don't need to understand every detail of their syrup production, distribution networks, or marketing campaigns in 200-plus countries. What matters is that they consistently generate billions in free cash flow, $9.5 billion in 2021 alone, maintain a strong balance sheet with reasonable debt levels, and return significant capital to shareholders through growing dividends, 59 consecutive years of increases. By focusing on these observable money flows rather than trying to predict quarterly earnings to the penny or forecast short-term stock price movements, we gain a clearer picture of long-term value creation. This perspective shift is liberating for individual investors. Instead of chasing the latest hot stock, attempting to time market movements, or getting lost in technical analysis, successful investing becomes about identifying businesses that consistently generate more cash than they consume and maintain strong competitive positions in their markets, then buying them at reasonable prices. The Falcon Method provides a structured framework for doing exactly that, using quantifiable metrics to evaluate cash flows, financial strength, and shareholder returns while avoiding the complexity trap that often paralyzes investors. The Falcon Method stands apart from traditional quantitative investing approaches in one crucial respect. It's designed specifically for buy and hold investing rather than frequent portfolio turnover. Most quant models require complete portfolio overhauls annually, sometimes even quarterly, generating significant transaction costs and tax consequences while recommending unfamiliar companies that investors struggle to trust during market downturns. Consider how a typical quant strategy might have you buying and selling dozens of positions annually, with turnover rates often exceeding 100% of the portfolio value. Have you ever wondered why even sophisticated investors often abandon seemingly sound strategies during market volatility? The psychological component of investing is frequently overlooked but proves crucial during times of market stress. When you own companies you don't understand or believe in, the natural instinct during market declines is to sell, precisely when you should be holding or buying more. This was evident during the 2008-2009 financial crisis, when many quantitative strategies suffered not from poor stock selection, but from investor abandonment at exactly the wrong time. The Falcon Method addresses this psychological reality by focusing on well-established companies with proven track records of treating shareholders well. These are businesses you can understand and feel comfortable owning for decades, not just quarters. Consider companies like Johnson & Johnson, which has increased its dividend for over 50 consecutive years, or Procter & Gamble, whose products you likely use daily. This approach aligns with Warren Buffett's famous observation that his favorite holding period is forever, and his remarkable success with long-term holdings like Coca-Cola and American Express. The method isn't purely about dividend income, though dividends play an important role as concrete evidence of business success. Rather, it views consistent dividend payments as a symptom of excellent operations, a signal that the company generates surplus cash reliably while treating shareholders as true partners. When these dividend-paying companies are purchased at attractive valuations, investors benefit from both reliable passive income and the potential for capital appreciation when valuations normalize. Historical studies have shown that dividend-paying stocks have outperformed non-dividend payers by a significant margin over long periods with less volatility. Think about how differently you might react to market volatility when your portfolio generates growing dividend income regardless of stock prices. Those quarterly dividend deposits provide tangible evidence that your companies continue operating successfully even when market sentiment turns negative. For instance, during the 2020 market crash, while many stocks saw their prices decline by 30% or more, quality dividend-paying companies like Walmart and Microsoft continued increasing their payments to shareholders. This psychological reinforcement helps investors maintain discipline through market cycles, a critical factor in long-term investment success. The steady stream of dividends serves as a regular reminder that you own pieces of real businesses, not just fluctuating stock prices on a screen. The buy-and-hold approach also provides significant tax advantages through lower turnover and qualified dividend treatment, allowing investors to compound their wealth more effectively over time. By focusing on companies with sustainable competitive advantages and strong financial positions, the Falcon Method helps investors build portfolios they can confidently hold through multiple market cycles. What makes the difference between occasional investment success and consistent outperformance? The answer lies in having a structured process that limits emotional decision-making. The Falcon Method provides exactly this through a 5-step framework that transforms thousands of potential investments into a refined selection of the most promising opportunities. First, the method identifies suitable candidates by focusing on companies with at least 20 years of uninterrupted dividend payments. This criterion alone eliminates over 95% of publicly traded companies, leaving only those with proven business models and shareholder-friendly management. Unlike some approaches that require annual dividend increases, the Falcon Method recognizes that maintaining dividends during difficult periods can sometimes demonstrate greater financial prudence than forcing increases that strain the balance sheet. Second, it separates these quality companies by valuation, identifying which are available at favorable historical multiples. This step implements the wisdom that a stock well bought is half sold, as legendary investor Walter Schloss observed. By focusing on companies trading below their historical average valuations, investors position themselves for potential multiple expansion when valuations normalize, creating what Warren Buffett calls a double-dip benefit from both earnings growth and market reappraisal. Third, the method applies threshold criteria for capital allocation, ensuring that companies meet minimum standards for dividend yield, free cash flow yield, and shareholder yield. These criteria serve as absolute hurdles that prevent investing during market euphoria when even top-ranked stocks offer poor value. The genius of this approach is that while individual thresholds are deliberately set low, meeting all three simultaneously creates a stringent filter that eliminates many candidates. Fourth, surviving stocks are ranked using a weighted multi-factor system derived from the total return equation, balancing current yield with growth potential. This unbiased quantitative technique helps identify the most promising opportunities from what could be called the premium dividend club, those rare companies that have demonstrated decades of operational excellence and shareholder-friendly policies. Finally, human judgment enters the process to examine qualitative factors that no algorithm can fully capture. This step addresses nuances like dividend coverage trends, return on invested capital, cyclicality considerations, and conservative total return estimates. By the time stocks reach this stage, they already possess excellent attributes, making it difficult to make poor investment choices. The result is a top 10 list of the best current investment opportunities, along with a monthly top pick recommendation. This systematic approach helps investors overcome the behavioral challenges that prevent most professional managers from beating market indices over the long term. Imagine finding a Mercedes-Benz in perfect condition selling for the price of a Toyota. That's essentially what the Falcon Method seeks: premium businesses available at discount prices. This combination creates what Warren Buffett describes as a double-dip benefit, where investors profit from both business growth and market reappraisal. The power of this approach lies in its ability to compound returns through multiple channels simultaneously. Total investment return consists of three components: dividends, growth, and valuation changes. While dividends and growth drive returns over very long periods, valuation changes can dramatically impact results over 5 to 10 year horizons. Historical market data shows that up to 40% of total returns can come from valuation multiple expansion alone. The Falcon Method specifically targets quality companies trading below their historical valuation averages, as this provides a turbo boost to returns. This approach is particularly effective because market sentiment tends to swing like a pendulum between excessive optimism and pessimism. Consider the real-world example of CVS Health. When purchased at a bargain valuation, 10.1x earnings, and sold when a multiple normalized, investors earned exceptional 20.6% annual returns. However, buying the same company at inflated multiples, 18x earnings, severely limited returns to just 6.8% annually, despite strong underlying business growth. Another illustrative case is Microsoft during the 2000s. Despite growing earnings consistently, shareholders who bought at peak valuations in 1999 had to wait over a decade to break even. This illustrates why valuation discipline is crucial, even when investing in excellent companies. The Falcon Method doesn't automatically exclude fairly valued stocks. Sometimes great businesses deserve premium prices. Companies like Visa and MasterCard have consistently commanded above-market multiples due to their exceptional business models and growth prospects. But the method does prevent investors from overpaying, following Buffett's wisdom that it's far better to buy a wonderful company at a fair price than a fair company at a wonderful price. By combining quality assessment with valuation discipline, the method positions investors to benefit from both business excellence and potential multiple expansion. What's particularly powerful about this approach is that it works across market cycles. During bull markets, the method helps investors avoid overpaying for popular stocks, like the technology companies that traded at 100+ PE ratios during the dot-com bubble. During bear markets, it identifies quality companies that have been unfairly punished, such as strong consumer brands trading at decade-low valuations during the 2008 financial crisis, setting the stage for exceptional returns when sentiment improves. This counter-cyclical approach has historically provided better returns and lower risk than simply buying quality companies regardless of price. The method also recognizes that valuation metrics must be considered in context. For example, software companies typically command higher multiples than retailers due to their superior margins and growth potential. Therefore, the Falcon Method evaluates each company's current valuation against its own historical range and peer group, rather than applying one-size-fits-all criteria. How do you ensure you're not catching a falling knife when a stock appears cheap? The Falcon Method employs three threshold criteria that work together to identify genuinely attractive opportunities rather than value traps. First is dividend yield, the most straightforward measure of what you're paid to own a stock. While high yields can sometimes signal distress, companies with 20-plus years of dividend payments have demonstrated resilience through multiple economic cycles, reducing this risk. The method sets a minimum yield threshold that varies based on prevailing interest rates, ensuring investments offer competitive income compared to alternatives. Second is free cash flow yield, which measures the cash a company generates relative to its market value after accounting for necessary capital expenditures. This criterion ensures the company produces sufficient cash to maintain its dividend comfortably. Think of this as verifying that the company isn't borrowing money or depleting assets to fund its dividend, a practice that inevitably leads to dividend cuts and capital losses. Third is shareholder yield, which combines dividend yield with the impact of share repurchases or issuances. This comprehensive measure reveals whether management is truly enhancing shareholder value or diluting ownership through excessive share issuance. Consider Teva Pharmaceutical, which once offered an attractive dividend but had negative shareholder yield due to significant share issuance, effectively taking money from one shareholder pocket while appearing to add to another. The Falcon method would identify and avoid such situations. The power of these criteria lies in their combination. While each threshold is deliberately set low, meeting all three simultaneously creates a stringent filter that eliminates many candidates. This approach effectively separates genuine investment opportunities from problematic situations, providing a solid foundation for the subsequent ranking process. Once the Falcon method has identified quality companies available at reasonable prices that meet all threshold criteria, how does it determine which represent the most attractive current opportunities? This is where the multi-factor ranking system comes into play. The ranking process evaluates stocks based on factors derived from the total return equation, focusing on both current income and growth potential. Rather than simply looking at trailing 5-year dividend growth rates, as many approaches do, the method examines multiple time frames to identify acceleration or deceleration trends. This nuanced approach penalizes companies where growth rates have fallen recently or which have provided minimal increases just to maintain their dividend record. What makes this ranking system particularly effective is its balanced approach to yield and growth. It recognizes that lower-yielding stocks must provide higher growth to become excellent investments, while high yielders can offer great returns with more modest growth rates. This prevents the ranking from systematically favoring either high-yield low-growth or low-yield high-growth stocks, instead identifying the most attractive risk-adjusted opportunities across the spectrum. The ranking process is entirely quantitative, eliminating emotional biases that often lead investors astray. By focusing on measurable factors related to both income and growth, it creates an objective assessment of relative attractiveness among the already vetted candidates. This approach helps investors avoid the common mistake of chasing either the highest yields, which often come with limited growth, or the fastest growth, which typically comes with minimal current income. The result is a ranked list that identifies which stocks among those that have already passed multiple quality and valuation filters represent the most compelling current opportunities. This unbiased assessment provides a solid foundation for portfolio construction decisions, helping investors allocate capital to the most promising candidates rather than being swayed by recent performance or media coverage. While the Falcon method is approximately 90% quantitative, the final 10% introduces human judgment to examine qualitative factors that no algorithm can fully capture. This step provides peace of mind that no stone has been left unturned before making investment decisions. The qualitative assessment focuses on several key areas. First is dividend coverage, examining whether payout ratios are appropriate for each specific business model. Rather than applying rigid criteria, this step recognizes that different industries and companies have different optimal payout structures. For example, Philip Morris intentionally maintains a high payout ratio due to its business characteristics, while Coca-Cola's deteriorating dividend coverage signals a potential problem. Second is return on invested capital, ROCA, which reveals how efficiently management employs both equity and debt. This measure helps identify companies that generate superior returns on their investments, a key indicator of competitive advantage and management quality. The assessment also considers indebtedness, but avoids rigid leverage criteria, recognizing that different business models require different capital structures. The key question is whether the return on invested capital significantly exceeds the interest rate on debt. Third is cyclicality assessment, distinguishing between companies with stable earnings patterns and those with highly cyclical results. This distinction is crucial because cyclical companies often appear cheapest, based on P/E ratios, precisely when they're most expensive, at peak earnings, and vice versa. This nuanced evaluation requires human judgment that no quantitative model can adequately handle. Finally, the process includes creating a conservative estimate of expected annual total return based on dividends, future earnings, and potential valuation changes. While these estimates aren't precise enough for ranking purposes, they help eliminate candidates that clearly fall short of reasonable expectations. By combining rigorous quantitative filtering with thoughtful qualitative assessment, the Falcon Method provides a comprehensive evaluation that addresses both the science and art of successful investing. How do you transform investment knowledge into actual financial results? The Falcon Method provides a straightforward portfolio building approach that eliminates the frustration of attempting market timing, which, as legendary investor Peter Lynch noted, rarely leads to wealth. For regular investors making monthly contributions, the wisest approach is identifying which top 10 stocks you own least of and buying the highest ranked among them, or purchasing the top pick if you don't already own it. This strategy builds a diversified portfolio of quality stocks at attractive prices without requiring complex calculations or perfect timing. For lump sum investors, the recommendation is equally practical. Divide your money into 24 equal parts and invest monthly over 2 years, always buying the most attractive stocks from the top 10 list that you own least of. This disciplined approach prevents the regret that comes from investing everything just before a market decline while ensuring you don't remain on the sidelines if markets continue rising. The ideal portfolio contains 20 to 30 equally weighted positions, balancing diversification with performance potential. This size allows each position to meaningfully impact returns while limiting the damage from any single company encountering problems. As your portfolio grows, the method suggests selling your lowest-ranking stock when you need funds to invest in a more attractive opportunity. What makes this approach particularly powerful is its psychological sustainability. By focusing on quality, dividend-paying companies, investors receive regular income regardless of market fluctuations. These dividend payments provide tangible evidence of investment success even during market declines, helping maintain discipline when others panic. And by following a systematic process rather than reacting to market movements or news headlines, investors avoid the emotional decisions that typically lead to buying high and selling low. The Falcon Method isn't about excitement or constant activity. It's about consistent execution of a proven process that tilts probabilities in your favor. As Warren Buffett observed, "We continue to make more money when snoring than when active." This passive approach, focused on quality companies purchased at reasonable prices, has created more sustainable wealth than any active trading strategy.